Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, continuing my series on how to be friends with money. I've been doing a lot of these shows. And if you're looking for a coach, please consider my services, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. How do I want to approach this? So another phenomenon that I've noticed, reading energy for people, working one-on-one with people, is as people start to do things that they love, maybe they have a job and then they start a side business doing something maybe creative, or maybe they start a coaching business. I have found that they're afraid to spend the money that they made from doing something that they love. And a little bit, well, it's totally all fear-based. Like, oh, am I good enough? Or, you know, do I deserve this? Yes, you deserve it. It's like earning money like anything else. I think we have this perception in our society that, like, there's a difference between earning money, what you do, doing what you love, and then working another job. And I'm just like, don't create that resistance around it. It's all just ways of earning money, and it's all spendable. Like, I had a client who got her first royalty check, and she was like, I haven't spent it, Amy. And, like, literally, she said it sat on her dresser for 3 months. And it wasn't because she was just like honoring it and so appreciative of it, and it was like symbolically sitting there. She wasn't spending it because some part of herself didn't feel good enough. And so I want you to clean that up. Spend the money. If you just started a business, spend the money. You don't have to spend all of it. That's not what I'm saying. You know, you still, however way you're smart with money in other aspects of your life, be smart with your money for your passion project. But spend it. It's yours. You made it. It's earning. It's no different than if it came from a paycheck or came by way of selling a service or a product that you created. It's money. It's meant for you to enjoy it. It's meant to be used. It is a tool. And it because I do work that I love and it is my way of supporting myself, I was kind of shocked when I saw it come up. And I was like, I saw it be consistent. Of people being afraid. They did all this work to create whatever they created so that they could earn money doing it. And then they're terrified to spend the money. Spend the money. It's yours. You made it. You earned it. You deserve it. It's no different than if you punched a clock. And honestly, you probably spent more hours working on that than you do at your job. And a lot of love. And it's the money is yours. So it is safe to spend money that you earn from doing work that you love. It is safe to enjoy earning money doing work that you love and just clean up your consciousness around that. And I want to say this to you that because this is one that my mom is like, she didn't read any of the books, but she heard some line. And so she'll just throw it out there to her kids as motivation. And so when she says to me, she's like, well, you know, do what you love and the money follows. I'm like, I read that book. It's not the best book ever, but there's some wisdom there. And it's not as cut and dry as that. And so just because you do what you love, it doesn't mean that you can't earn. And it doesn't mean that you will, right? It means that you're doing what you love. And it's just like any other job. And you have to make it make money. You put all your energy into that. And you feel good about that and you feel confident in that. But it's not an automatic. It just like everything else, just like it's God's will for us to prosper, but it's not an automatic. We have to do something. So you have to do something to make these things work and appreciate the money, love the money, enjoy the money, treat the money well. So don't feel bad for earning money doing something that you love. It's safe to spend the money from your side hustle or your royalty. If you already had another plan for it, maybe you started your side hustle because you were putting money away for a house. I would still say take a percentage of that and that you devote to just doing something kind and loving and spending money in the way you would if it was a normal paycheck, because that's what you want to get to the place. Because your mind is holding that it's like a different paycheck. No, it's a paycheck, period. And embrace that. If you found $10 on the street, you would embrace it. So same way, if you made money from selling your art or something that you made, it's just a paycheck. And the more that you get comfortable with that, the more that you can make your passion business, your doing what you love job, are more of a reality. Again, we live in a society that likes to say like, oh, that's a real job and that's not a real job. It's all a real fucking job. I'm an intuitive coach. I read energy. I talk to spirit guides and I get paid to do it. I write beautiful, smutty romance novels and I get paid to do it because I said I was going to get paid to do it. And I put myself in positions every day so that I can be receptive to getting paid to do it. And it's a job. So it's a limiting belief, a common limiting belief. Oh, you know, security comes from having a regular job with a consistent paycheck. Who says it has to be that way? We never question it with actors. Actors have very inconsistent incomes. They might get a big gig and, you know, think about an actor you've seen in something recently. When was the last time you saw them in something, right? Like, I know as I've been watching like shows that maybe have gone off the air, I'm like, wow, like only a handful go on and do something else where we see them in other things. Or even if we do see them in other things, they might be in a different role. And so if all these actors have to, this is their profession, right? This is what they do for a living. It's not, oh, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to do something else. No, it's what they do. So they build a life and their finances around what they do. And you just do the same thing, whether it's selling your art or, making cupcakes for people. You build your life around your income source and you make it work for you. It's not this either or, like, oh, if that doesn't work out, I'm just going to go get a job. No, you have the skill set that you've been gifted with from God. It's your job to turn it into money, and you can turn it into money. And there's no restriction around that. I know we live in a society that loves to tell us, like, this can make money, but this can't make money. That's not true. It's not true unless you buy into it. Just like I told you about the limiting beliefs that exist in the author community, it's gotten to the point now where I'm just like, I don't even engage with authors because it's just such a broke ass mentality. I don't want it that in my consciousness. Why are we fucking doing it if we're not making money? Right? Why are we calling it a job if we're not making money? Like, make it the goal. It's safe to make money. It's meant for you to make money. Figure out ways to do it. And every month I approach business from that perspective. And if there's shifts that I want to make and changes so that I can be more receptive to it, then I make those changes. That's it. It's no different than all the other jobs that I worked. You know, I was always in sales. So I recognize that productivity and making the sales call, quote unquote, it looks a little bit different in this space. It's the same. You know, this podcast is a sales call, right? So you just do the work. You just do the work and it works. It works. That's what's so beautiful is that when you lean into the belief that it's meant to work for you, then it starts to work for you. But if you're holding your breath, not spending the money because you're waiting for proof that it's going to work for you, well, baby, God just gave you proof. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. But again, if you're holding your breath, waiting for a sign, it's not going to show up. The sign is you. The sign is you. Yeah? All right. I may be of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You get to spend the money that you make. You get to use the money that you make, whether it comes from a job that pays you on a very consistent time schedule and you show up and you work X number of hours as you guys have agreed, or you're running your own gig. It's all money. And it's all a paycheck and it all spends, and use it for your greater good and use it with love and appreciation. Okay. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you, particularly if you are starting a business or you have a side hustle that you want to be your full-time job. I would love to help you put the systems in place so it works for you. I would love to help you shift your mindset so you can see that it gets to work for you and you don't have to be nervous and scared and, oh my God, is it going to work? No, yeah, it works when you believe it works. When I'm nervous and scared, that's when shit gets weird. And so it's now my job, like if I'm nervous and scared, I got to sit down with my notebook and get clear about what's going on there. And I can teach you how to do that. And I can teach you how to do that in a way where it becomes an automatic way of being for you, that you recognize that, hey, this is just a part of the journey and I'm all in to win. So if you want that, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Sign up for my newsletter while you're there, and I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week. Yeah, that's my series on how to be friends with money. I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care of yourself.